Leafpool finds a receipt for Bath & Body Works in Ashper's wallet. But this can't be Ashper's purchase. He hated soap. With that realization haunting her, she hides the receipt where no one will ever find it. Then, quickly, before the prologue ends, Yellowfang beats up Blue Star for some reason. Meanwhile, in the dream world, Lionblaze tells Tiger Star that he's not his real granddad and he never loved him anyways. He attacks him, but he's just generally ineffective because his superpower is seemingly something stupid like 1% chance to KO. "What are you gonna do? Kill me?" asks Tiger Star. "Oh, yeah, that would be stupid. You're a ghost." Lionblaze wakes up to find the authors still remembering that Ashfur has friends and their names are Thornclaw and Spiderleg. Everyone thinks that WindClan did it. "Nobody hates Ashfur," insists Ferncloud. "He's never done anything wrong in his life." So Firestar composes a patrol of WindClan apologists and goes to ask OneStar if he knows anything. They get there, watch Heathertail and Breezepell kiss, and then leave. But before they can get away, Ashfoot makes sure that they know that OneStar's an idiot and she's been operating the whole clan behind his back. That's when we discover hint number one. Sol has been casually hanging around close to where Ashfur's body was found. Soon after, it's joined by hint number two. Hollyleaf spoke with Sol a few days before the murder. So, obviously, without thinking this over whatsoever, they create a patrol to hunt down Sol. Hazeltail is excited that she gets to do something for once. "Maybe I'm becoming important." "Sorry, Hazeltail. You're not." Before they leave, Jayfeather has a vision where Midnight tells him that Sol's her favorite character and he can do no wrong. That's pretty weird, so Jayfeather ignores it and lets the patrol go anyways. Hollyleaf is pretty convinced that her life is over now that Squilf and Brambleman aren't her parents, so she spends several chapters trying to become a background character. Back in camp, Firestar asks Leafpool if she can call Ashfur and Starclan for him. "I don't want to talk to Ashfur," says Leafpool. "Fair enough," responds Firestar. Jayfeather wants to know why Squirrelflight lied, but Squirrelflight doesn't have any rights and isn't allowed to explain herself. "Hey, Rock, who are my real parents?" asks Jayfeather. Rock appears, then tells him nothing, just to let him know that he hears him and also doesn't care. Back at Midnight's base, Brackenfur, Brambleclaw, and Birchbutt get bumped out to sea by a malicious bee-hating entity, but it's beautifully bested by Lionblaze's branch-busting technique. Then Hazeltail falls into a trash bin, revealing to the warrior cats the sort of wonders that they could have been eating all along. Meanwhile, Jayfeather is pulling some fleas off of Briarkit when Toadkit absolutely destroys him. Top 10 Warrior Cats Battles. Number 1, Toadkit defeats Jayfeather. This is the straw that convinces Leafpool to give him some battle training. Spotted Leaf appears, then tells him nothing, just to let him know that she hears him and also doesn't care. She also implies that she didn't even know who his parents are, so that's a plus one for the StarClan as idiots theory. It's also a lie. It's also just definitely a lie. Hollyleaf gets her tongue stuck to a pole. Then dogs attack. Lionblaze is going to fight five dogs when they're disappointingly saved by an alley cat. Just let Lionblaze fight five dogs. They take them into their stinky cat house where they learn about how Sol gaslit an entire neighborhood. Despite this, some loser in the shack is totally in love with him. He's problematic, Speckle. Stop falling in love with villains and murderers. To try and unveil the mystery of his birth, Jayfeather asks Mousefur about it. "Oh, Leafpool had you," says Mousefur. "This still doesn't explain who my parents are," thinks Jayfeather. So Jayfeather asks Leafpool if she knows anything. "Stop worrying about the fact that I gave birth to you and do something productive," responds Leafpool. Will he ever solve this mystery? Brambleclaw's patrol just kind of abandons the alley cats with their dog problem and goes off to find Purdy. Sweet, lovable, stellar, ever-rememberable Purdy. Instead, they find Sol, horrible, emotionless, manipulative Sol. "What are you doing at Purdy's house?" asks everyone.
"I don't know,"
responds Sol. They're about to take Sol back with them, but then they realize by doing this, they would be committing the ultimate sin of making Purdy lonely. "Purdy should stay lonely," says Hollyleaf. But nobody cares what Hollyleaf wants. They get to spend more time with Purdy! Later that night, Hollyleaf decides that Sol is her new therapist. Back in ThunderClan, it seems that Leafpool is acting strange. Could it be she's hiding something? Something murderous? Brambleclaw's patrol dumps Sol and Purdy in camp and collapses. Every cat in ThunderClan treats Sol's interrogation like it's Christmas morning. Unfortunately, Santa has not brought them a believable culprit. Amazingly, an extracurricular activity, lying around in the sun, is reintroduced for the first time in like 15 books. Berrynose and Honeyfern are lying around like idiots and talking about how they're going to have like 15 children. A nearby snake, concerned about what More Kits will do to the community and overall development of Warrior Cat's background characters, decides to eat some of the current kits to even out this whole thing a little, but is intercepted by Honeyfern. "Oh, ow, maybe this was a mistake," says Honeyfern, dying. Everyone turns to Leafpool, who says, "Eh, snakes, what can you do?" Then everyone decides to never relax again to prevent future tragedy. So they spray Snake Begone over all the holes and call it a night. Leafpool has a Deathberry lesson where she teaches all of the kits and apprentices about poison. Bumblekit still thinks he should eat them. Likewise, Jayfeather's a little bit too interested in the idea of hurting people with plants. Then it's time for all the medicine cats to go drink the forbidden skywater and talk to dead people, but nobody comes to see Jayfeather. "You know, Leafpool really was a mother to you," says Sorreltail to Hollyleaf back at camp. "Well, she's not my real mom," thinks Hollyleaf. Oh, wait, that squirrel flight I'm thinking of. This gives Hollyleaf the great idea of asking Leafpool who her parents are. She keeps coming up in these conversations, after all. "Tell me who my mom is," says Hollyleaf. "Only if you tell me where you keep your scented soap," responds Leafpool, pulling out a $40 receipt. Our third and final potential suspect, Hollyleaf. "Oh yeah, I did that," says Hollyleaf. "And I'm your mom." "What? No, medicine cats can't get pregnant. The power of StarClan prevents it." "They can and they will," responds Leafpool. Then Hollyleaf jumps 400 meters into the sky. Leafpool tries to go back to the medicine cave to sulk, but Jayfeather immediately detects her misery. "I know why you're upset," screams Jayfeather. "You killed Ashfur!" "It all makes sense now." "No, no it doesn't," responds Leafpool. "Ah, wait, crap, you're my mom." The three are all kind of upset about this for a second, but then they realize the prophecy that they haven't thought about all book was back on and party. Lionblaze sneaks into Sol's prison cell, and Sol tells him that he'll let him know who his parents are if he lets him out. "I already know. It's Leafpool," says Lionblaze. "I'll tell you about the other one." "There's another one?" "You need two parents to..." "You know what? Never mind," responds Sol. Lionblaze tosses Sol up the quarry cliff in exchange for information anyways. "Haha, I lied. Bye, loser," shouts Sol, running off. ThunderClan just agrees to collectively lie about this whole situation later. Squirrelflight and Leafpool try to tell the three that they love them, but they're all wearing headphones. They track down Sol and demand to know who their other parent is. Sol changes the subject to tell them about how their religion sucks. He's 100% right, but it's rude. Jayfeather somehow knows that Whitewing is having daughters before she even has them. He never displays this power again. Then he tries to go to sleep, but he's woken up by Yellowfang's ghost.
"Your dad is Crowfeather," she says. "I'm getting really sick and tired of watching you do this, that's all."
So the three take off to threaten Crowfeather in the middle of the night like well-adjusted adults. They get Crowfeather to meet them at the border, and Jayfeather zaps himself into his memories directly instead of having a conversation.
"You know what? No, just no," says Crowfeather, immediately disowning his three new children.
Hollyleaf's importance and specialness is now in the negative numbers, being a murderer and, more horribly, a half-clan cat. There is no longer Hollyleaf. There is only Murderleaf now, and she is going to kill the next leaf she sees. At the gathering, she releases a feral screech and jumps up and down until everyone's looking at her.
"You think you know me," says Hollyleaf. "You think you know my brothers. You think you know each other. But the truth is, we're all in a book series for teenagers."
"What? No," responds the crowd.
"And what's worse, I don't have superpowers because they can't think of a third one."
"Wait, hold on," says Leopard Star.
What's a book?"
Well, also, Leafpool and Crowfeather are my real parents. Thanks for coming to my presentation."
The clans then collectively panic about this, even though it seemingly happens pretty regularly. Crowfeather stands up to remind everyone that Breeze Pelt exists, which just makes a bad gathering worse. Then Brambleclaw breaks up with Squirrelflight in front of everybody. This is probably the best thing that happens in her life overall.
"Hollyleaf, why the heck did you do that?" asks Cinderheart.
"It made me feel better. I don't know what you guys are so upset about," responds Violencegrass. Then she runs away and blames God for all of her friends hating her now. Then she hides out in Leafpool's house with all the lights off and waits for her to come home.
"Hi, Hollyleaf, how are you doing?" asks Leafpool.
"Please die," responds Hollyleaf.
"Okay," says Leafpool.
"Wait, no, actually I changed my mind. That's not causing you enough distress." She runs away again, and this time Lionblaze and Jayfeather catch up with her.
"Why did you do that?" they ask.
"Do what?"
what you just did. It was wrong, you know.
Oh, you mean when I killed Ashfur.
You did what?
Jayfeather beams himself into her memories where he watches her tie Ashfur to a railroad track and twirl her mustache after.
Okay, well, after the things you've done recently, this is actually the least terrible, mumbles Lionblaze.
Then a bunch of rocks fall on Hollyleaf.
Oh no, she's dead.
I'm right here.
I can't believe Hollyleaf is dead and we don't need to worry about this anymore.
Wanna go pick out a new sister? Asks Lionblaze.
Yes, absolutely, responds Jayfeather. I kinda like the gray one.